John Thomas also told me that you really should get involved with advising graduate students. And here is a person that I'm advising. Why don't we jointly advising him? And I was very fortunate to be given with the opportunity. And that person is Bob Kahn, extremely talented person. We're about the same age, and he's probably much more mature than I was, even though I was faculty and he was only a graduate student. Bob Kahn is really the main driving force behind ARPANET and Internet.
Mm.
I learned a great deal working with John and with Bob. Mm. We did some very interesting work together on signal sampling of that. Bob essentially wrote two theses. I mean, it's his misfortune to be supervised or advised by two professors who have slightly different interests. With me, our work is primarily sampling of signals. And with John Thomas, he did some work on the modulation, particularly simultaneous amplitude and frequency modulation of that. So Bob should have gotten 2 degrees of that. Then I did the sampling, signal sampling for a little while. I came here in 62. In 63, we recruited another faculty member. His name is Ken Stieglitz,
uh-huh.
who actually was one of the earliest person doing work on digital filters. And we can talk about the technical things a little later on. His, one chapter of Ken's thesis from NYU is on the bilinear transformation to design digital filters. In 1965 or 66, there was a, you know, summer of 66, I believe, there was a COSINE committee meeting at Princeton in the summer. COSINE committee is NSF committee, it's a computer something education for engineer. Mac van Valkenburg was very, very active in, at NSF, was doing things of the sort. And I was involved in the various decisions. Most of these things, you know, went way above my head. I think it was another colleague of mine said, you know, BD, at night we have a discussion group on this thing. Why don't you handle one of the discussion groups? I said, what do you want to discuss? He said, you know, there is this new paper published called FFT. Why don't you talk about that? I said, I never heard of anything like this, so I quickly read up the classic paper of Cooley and Tukey. I find it fascinating, and I was able to understand it and present it to a room full of of people, and really convinced of its merit.
What year did you say that
was? I think it was the 66, the summer of 66, or summer of 67, one of them.